House will come to order. We are at that order of business. Messages from the Senate.
Message 283, Mr. Speaker, Senate File 57, Education Accountability. The Senate adopted the Joint Conference Committee Number 3 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated, ayes 27, noes 3, signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 284, Mr. Speaker, Senate File 59, Public Employees Retirement Plans, Benefit Increases. The Senate adopted the Joint Conference Committee Number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated, ayes 27, noes 3, signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk.
We're at that order of business, adoption of conference committee reports. The first report for our consideration is Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 on Senate File 57. Chairman Teeters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to Senate File 57 and call for the question.
We are voting on Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to Senate File 57. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo.
No.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickery.
No.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
No.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
No.
Campbell. Kennedy,
aye.
Childers,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Kraft,
aye.
Davison,
no.
Edmonds,
no.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Freeman,
no.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles excused, Greer,
no.
Green,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
no.
Illaway,
no.
Yagi, Kasparic, Croker.
No.
Crone.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Lubnow.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
No.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller excused. Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
No.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
No.
Pedersen.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Korberg.
No.
Reeder.
Aye.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Simlick. Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne excused, Braunish,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dan excused, Zwanitzer Dave,
no.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? Madden, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed, 38 aye, 18 no, 4 excused.
By your vote, you have voted to adopt Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to Senate File 57. The next report for our consideration is Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 on Senate File 59. Representative Pedersen.
Mr. Speaker, I move Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to Senate File 59 and ask for your favorable consideration. What we did here is we went from good to great. Mr. Speaker Pro Tem came forward with a really great piece that actually moved the majority of what we had as far as when would a COLA be granted and when it wouldn't from the finding section actually into statute. Where we went as committee is we put it in both places. And to begin with, they said, all right, these are the findings. This is when you should. And this is the statute. But most importantly, what we did is in this bill, if you remember, we talked about what's important in this bill. Number one is defining a process. This is the process in which we will move forward. And then two is creating this piece of oversight that we had. And the part where we got bogged down was talking about a percentage. 100, 105, 110, 120. What we finally came back with, as you see in this report here, is what it's saying is that 100 is fully funded, and it is on the actuary to say going forward that if they give a COLA, that it will not dip under 100. And so your number isn't some percentage above. It is an actuarial soundness that will hold at 100 after it is. And this is really worked on heavily over the evening, and everybody who came thought this was a good balance, and I encourage you to support this.
We are voting on the Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to Senate File 59. A majority of the members elected to the House is required to adopt the report. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo.
No.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
No.
Flickery.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
No.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
No.
Kraft. Davison.
No.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
No.
Freeman.
No.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery. Goggles excused. Greer.
Aye.
Green.
No.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Illaway.
No.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
No.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Lubno.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
No.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller excused. Moniz.
No.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
Pedersen, aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Korberg,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Roscoe,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne excused, Bronish,
no.
Wallace,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan excused, Zwanitzer Dave.
No.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 40 ayes, 16 no, 4 excused.
By your vote, you have voted to adopt Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to Senate File 59. House will stand at ease until the sound of the gavel.
All the way to
House will come to order. At that order of business, messages from the Senate.
Message the last. Mr. Speaker, this is to inform you that the Senate has completed its business and is ready to adjourn. The Senate adopted the following motion: that the Senate 61st Wyoming State Legislature budget session adjourn until a date and time which are determined jointly by the President of the Senate and by the Speaker of the House of Representatives for the purpose of calling the Senate and House back into session. That if no such time is established before December 31st, 2012, the Senate 61st Wyoming State Legislature budget session is adjourned sine die effective at 12 o'clock noon on that date, and the Legislative General Session 62nd Wyoming Legislature shall convene on the 8th day of January 2013 at the hour of 12 o'clock noon. The Senate specifically concurs in any identical motion adopted by the House of Representatives that if the House of Representatives fails to concur in the action of the Senate under paragraphs 1 through 3 of this motion by adopting an identical motion applicable to the House of Representatives, the Senate of the 61st Wyoming State Legislature budget session is adjourned, sine die. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk.
We're at that order of business reading and signing of enrolled acts. Reading clerk will read the enrolled acts.
Senate Enrolled Act 60, being original, Senate File 5, an act relating to district boards, being an act by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
About to sign Enrolled Act number 60, being original, Senate File 5. I have so signed.
Senate Enrolled Act number 61, being original, Senate File 8, an act relating to taxation, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
About to sign Enrolled Act 61, being original, Senate File 8. I have so signed.
Senate Enrolled Act number 62, being original, Senate File 25, an act relating to public records, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
About to sign Enrolled Act 62, being original, Senate File 25. I have so signed.
Senate Enrolled Act 63, being original, Senate File 27, an act relating to public meetings, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
About to sign Enrolled Act number 63, being original, Senate File 27. I have so signed.
Senate Enrolled Act 64, being original, Senate File 107, an act relating to administration of government, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act number 64, being original, Senate File 107. I have so signed.
Senate Enrolled Act 65, being original, Senate File 57, an act relating to the Wyoming Accountability in Education Act, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
That's signed. Enrolled Act number 65, being original, Senate File 57. I have so signed.
Senate Enrolled Act number 66, being original, Senate File 59, an act relating to public employee retirement plans, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
About to sign Enrolled Act number 66, being original, Senate File 59. I have so signed. Mr. Minority Caucus Leader. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I move that the bills currently pending before this body in the 61st Wyoming State Legislature 2012 budget session be indefinitely postponed.
Mr. Minority Caucus Chairman.
Mr. Speaker, I second the motion of the good majority floor leader.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. By your vote, the motion has passed the House. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the Senate be informed that the House of Representatives of the 61st Wyoming State Legislature 2012 budget session has completed its business and is ready to adjourn.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion carries. I am directing that the House Chief Clerk, Patty Benskin, inform the Senate that the House of Representatives 2012 budget session of the 61st Wyoming State Legislature is ready to adjourn. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move that a committee of two be appointed to inform the governor that the House has completed its business and is ready to adjourn and escort His Excellency the Governor and the First Lady to the House chamber.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion carries. Representative Stubson and Representative Petroff, please inform the governor that the House of Representatives has completed its business and is ready to adjourn and escort His Excellency Governor Meade and the First Lady to the House chamber. The House of Representatives will stand at ease until the sound of the gavel.
Thank you.
Ready? The House will come to order. All rise, please.
Mr. Speaker, it is my pleasure to announce His Excellency, the Governor of Wyoming, Matthew Meade, and Mrs. Meade.
Thank you very much. Please be seated. Mr. Speaker, thank you very much for the invitation to be here. It is so great to be over to this fun group. They told me to say that. Mr. Speaker, I want to thank you and all the members of the House for a very productive session. As we started this, we knew that there would be challenges. We knew that there would be very difficult decisions to make. And I applaud you for your work. I want to take a minute to recognize Speaker Buchanan. Mr. Speaker, we know that your job is difficult. We know that not everyone is up to the task, but you have done an extraordinary job, and it's been a great pleasure to work with you. So on behalf of the Governor's Office, I thank you. The Speaker began his service for House District 4 in 2003. He rose swiftly through the ranks, serving as House Majority Whip in 2007, 2008, House Majority Floor Leader in 2009, 2010, and Speaker of the House in 2011, 2012. He has done an excellent job. And as he figuratively rides off into the sunset, Mr. Speaker, I know where you live. And we will be calling upon you for advice and counsel. And again, thank you for the wonderful job that you have done. House members, thank you again for the invitation to be here today. I know that we have different points of view amongst yourselves and with me, but in an informal poll that I have taken, one thing I think you all agree on, as does the Senate members, is that in my comments today, shorter is better. Mr. Speaker, no motion is needed on that. I'll assume that is true. When we started this session in my State of the State address, I did what I could to make this message very clear. The state of the state is strong. The state of the state is very strong. And we are strong for a number of reasons. We are blessed in this state to have a strong mineral industry. We are blessed in this state to have great tourism, great ag, a great workforce, great work ethic. We are blessed for these reasons, and it makes us strong. We are blessed because while we are strong, we continue to build a stronger state. We look at education. We look at connectivity. We have a balanced budget, and we have savings. These things make us strong, which is not just my opinion, but those looking at Wyoming from the outside recognize it as well. That is why we are recognized as the best-run state. It is why we are recognized as a state with the best tax structure. It is why we are recognized as one of the very best states for small businesses. These things make us strong. In my opinion, one of the other things that makes us strong, and my perspective on this has been gained from my year as governor, meeting with governors from all over the country. Wyoming is strong because those of you seated before me take time away from your family, from your businesses, from your homes to come work as citizen legislators. I cannot overstate how important that is, because when you come, you don't just bring that volunteer spirit. You also bring with you a breadth and depth of knowledge and background. You come from the private sector. You give us a private sector experience and point of view. You are not just in a political world. You have been there. You have done that. And that is critical to keep Wyoming on the right track. That is another reason Wyoming is strong, our citizen legislature. And I think sometimes people in Wyoming fail to recognize the importance of that and the sacrifices that each of you make to be here and do the work, not just while you're in session, but year-round. So I thank you all for your service. Mr. Speaker, I thank you again for your service on helping to make Wyoming strong. Thank you for your work this session. I would say, from my point of view, you worked on those things that are most nuts and bolts that keep the workings of the state going. I have had some people in the press say this has been an uneventful session. Now, that's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is it's been an extremely productive session where the hard work has been done, the tough decisions have been made, and the results have been good. You not only tackled the budget, you tackled redistricting, education, infrastructure, and many, many more issues. In my State of the State, I made clear that Wyoming is strong, but that belt tightening is going to be needed. We're aware of this, and it's going to happen for a number of reasons. One is, I think all of us agree that Congress needs to stop spending so much money. Congress needs to tighten their belt, and we hope that they do. And if they do, it will mean less money for the states. That will be cause for tightening our belts even further. When I prepared my initial budget, I based it upon $4 per MCF natural gas. Then right before the session, I got the good news that I had to redo my budget at $3.25 gas. Every day, except today, because I wanted to be in a particularly good mood, I look at natural gas prices. Natural gas prices yesterday, don't know what they are today, yesterday were $2.24. That is a significant change just since this session started. And that is why we have to be prepared to continue to tighten our belts. But remember this, over the last decade, this body has been particularly generous because we've had tremendous revenue. The budget has more than doubled over the last decade, because we've had the revenues. And during that time period, this body and previous administrations have done some tremendous things for the state of Wyoming. But they did it in the context, you all did it in the context with the revenue picture at that time. And that is not the revenue picture today. One of the downsides of that, however, is we have come from more of a perception that a request is being made of this body for money versus that it's almost a right. In other words, it's not ask for the money and to see what happens. It's ask for the money and it's a demand. Now, that's not the way with most people. But in some parts, in some quarters, it has gone from more of a request, an opportunity, a hope, to a demand and a right. And we as collectively have to make sure that as we tighten our belts in the future, that people understand that the decade of the past and the money was spent is not a guarantee. It's an opportunity, but it's only an opportunity when the revenue picture can support it. A few specifics about the session. I left the House this morning at 4:30 to meet and send off another group to Afghanistan, 27 members of the 30th Airlift Squadron. And when you go to those send-offs and you see the men and women packing their bags early in the morning, heading off to Afghanistan. And when you see the men and women kissing each other, seeing them kissing their children goodbye, it wells up a great amount of pride in those who serve in our military. They have a great amount of pride to say, we live in Wyoming. And you always have a great amount of pride to say, we are Americans. And our military continues to serve our state and our country in a remarkable fashion. And I am proud to say that this body historically, and again this session, has provided great support to the military, those members who are currently serving and those members who have served. And that is something this body, I hope, is very proud of. In Wyoming, we continue to have infrastructure needs. We have infrastructure needs in almost every county and every town. I made a request for infrastructure funding in my budget, and I am pleased that so much was done. But the infrastructure challenges that we have in the future are also an opportunity, because infrastructure is the building block, it is the structure for economic strength. And our challenge is to make sure that we can meet infrastructure needs tomorrow, next year, and well into the future. Because we do not want to be a state where we say we have this beautiful state, but we don't have water to our towns, where we don't have good roads, where we don't have fiber that is needed. This session, I asked for funding for local governments. I asked for a lot of funding for local governments, and you provided that. I asked for IT opportunities, and you provided funding for that, and I asked for funding for roads, and you provided that. With regard to local funding, I worked this year with towns, counties, municipalities, and my message to them was this. The legislature too often is set upon with the counties on one side and the towns on the other. And it's a very difficult thing because we all live in a town or near a town. We all live in a county. And it's a difficult thing to approach the legislature and have them make that very difficult choice. Do you support the town's issue or do you support the county's issue? And so what I requested of them, and they work so well at, is let's come together, the governor's office, the towns and counties all have a single message, a single request, so that decision between the two is not needed. That model worked well for us this session. And it's a model that I hope to continue to have so that we can approach the legislature with, this is the request and we are all on the same page. With regard to the funding that was provided, I'm very enthused and very pleased by it. But I do recognize that we have tough decisions ahead. One of the tough decisions that we have is with regard to roads. Industry requires, our private sector requires, and safety requires that we have good roads. And as you look at the options available for funding roads, if we took a private vote, I would bet that every one of you would say, the options for funding roads, I don't like. But I bet in the same vote, if we said, do you want to let our roads in Wyoming go, all of you would also say no. The options are not good, but the worst option is not to provide a funding model for our roads that is both predictable and long-term. That's a difficult thing to do. But are we going to do that, or are we going to say we're going to keep funding our roads out of the general fund? And in doing that, what are we not doing? What school are we not funding? What health department are we not funding? What else is we not funding? I don't know what the answer is, but I have said and I continue to say I think it's appropriate to look at all options, even though all options that I have seen so far I don't like, but the fact is some may be necessary in the future. We must also continue to take a look at taxation issues. We very much like being recognized as a state with the best tax structure. We don't want to lose that mantle. And to not lose that mantle, we have to recognize that things change, time change, industry changes on how they do things. And so we have to take a look at everything from coal taxation to wind taxation, because we want to continue to be recognized as a state with the best tax structure. I am pleased and I am very thankful for the many groups that helped me on the Wolf Plan. And I am so thankful for this body for their support of the Wolf Plan. It was about a year ago that Secretary Salazar and I had a handshake deal on the basic outline of the Wolf Plan. And as I left that meeting, I knew that it was a good meeting. I knew that progress was made. But I also strongly suspected that the only two people in the state who agreed on it were myself and Secretary Salazar. And so we worked very hard over the years. And Steve Farrell worked very hard over the year, spending a year of his life traveling the state, meeting with each of you, answering your questions, trying to present the pros and the cons of the Wolf Plan. But we got it done. And from my perspective, it's the appropriate thing to do. After roughly 18 years, it is high time Wyoming took management of its wolves. And I thank you for your support. The rules regarding the number of licenses that are going to be possibly provided this fall will probably come out tomorrow morning. And I can assure you that I'm going to be I'm going to try to convince the Game and Fish and the Game and Fish Commission to be extremely conservative in their approach, because we don't want to be the ones to break the deal. The flip side of that, I will remain vigilant to make sure the federal government does everything they need to do to live up to their end of the deal. I'm pleased also with your work on greenhouse gases. Greenhouse gases is a complex issue, and I know when I sat down with a few of you and said, I would like the state to be able to regulate greenhouse gases, that the next sentence was, please sit down, I have not lost my mind. It is, at first glance, a difficult issue. But the fact is, you worked through it, you understood it, and what you have done with regard to regulation of greenhouse gases is going to provide a more predictable path for our industry and ultimately be a great benefit to the state of Wyoming. I appreciate this body's support in looking at the pavilion issue. Pavilion has been an issue for many years, and I suspect will continue to be an issue. But I wanted to at least address head-on the water issue. By the funding that you have provided, you've given me an opportunity to have a long-term water solution for the citizens of Pavilion. By the funding you have previously provided, you've provided us an opportunity to do additional testing. And I'll give you late-breaking news. Over the last couple of weeks, I have been working with the EPA and Administrator Jackson, trying to stress to her that the appropriate model to examine the issue at Pavilion is not conclude, test, and review. It is to first test, then review, then conclude. That message finally has gotten through. And in those meetings, we have come to agreement to delay the peer review until additional testing is done. My message on this is clear. We will be guided by sound science, and industry will be willing to be guided by sound science. But none of us are willing to be guided by political science. With that delay, we're going to be able to do some more testing. With that delay, we're going to have appropriate peer review. But that would not come about if in my discussions with Administrator Jackson, if I had not had the ability to say, listen, we are going to have the funding to do additional testing, and we have some funds to work on the water project. So that work that you all did, and that support you provided, helped get us to in a much better place on getting a sound science approach to Pavilion, and I thank you for that. I also thank you for taking a realistic and tough look at Medicaid and the Department of Health. One of the things I was concerned about is that we would short the Department of Health to a degree that we could cause failure within the Department of Health. Tom Forslund is an excellent director, very much a penny pincher, but I wanted him to succeed. I did not want him to have a road to failure, but instead a road to success. The approach you've taken with the Department of Health and with all the agencies is the exact right one. The message that we need to tighten our belt, that I said and that you all said, has been heard loud and clear. The budget cuts that are coming, I think, is the right thing to do, because one of the things, as I said, that makes Wyoming strong is we are financially sound. And at least while I'm in this position, there will never be a change in that. We need to continue to be financially sound, financially strong, and when cuts are needed, cuts will be made. That message is loud and clear, and it is the appropriate message. You recognize by your work during this session, Wyoming workers help make Wyoming strong. We are blessed to have the great industries we have in Wyoming, but the things that make the industries tick are the people who provide the work. We want our workers to come home at night safe and sound and be with their families. You, by your work, provided leadership that it says in a cooperative fashion, we can do better by this. And I think we will see the fruits of that very early, and I thank you for that. With regard to education, we understand education is complex. We understand that there is always going to be controversy when you work on education. But I think last session and this session, we began the process of putting the puzzle pieces together. We know we have some great teachers out there. We know we have some great administrators out there. We also know that we want the best for our kids. The message from this legislature and from my office is that we want the very best education possible for our K-12 kids. We want the very best education possible for post-K, post-12th grade education. And I think we're working towards that. There's challenges ahead. We know that. We know that mistakes will be made. But as long as we continue to have that same message that we want our education system second to none, I know we'll eventually reach that goal. I will tell you that in my time as governor, I have tried to address issues head on. Working with the people who are affected by any issue, whether it's the dynamic compaction and the Tree Street people, the pavilion issue, or wolves, or greenhouse gases, I would rather tackle the issue head on rather than kicking it down the road. And I feel the same with regard to health care. Health care is an issue for the country. Health care is an issue for Wyoming. I fundamentally oppose the Affordable Care Act on so many levels. And one of the first acts as governor is I asked the Attorney General to join those other states in challenging the Affordable Care Act. I have challenged it otherwise. I have joined other Republican governors in a separate brief challenging the Affordable Care Act. And it is my sincere hope, and it is my legal belief, that will ultimately prevail in the Supreme Court. We will know that this year. But if we are totally successful in the Supreme Court, we will be pleased to hear that news on that day. But we also recognize that doesn't mean we've solved our health care issues. We have additional work to do. And I wish I had today the ability to say to all of you, here's how we address health care. Here's how we address our rising Medicaid costs. Here's how we address the abuse of some of our emergency rooms. I don't know the answer to that, but I do know this. To just say we've won the Affordable Care Act and therefore we've solved health care is not the answer. We can't continue down this road where Medicaid eats up more and more of our budget every year. We have to be willing to try to find solutions, even with risks associated in looking at those solutions. I want to tell you that with regard to health care, and I feel strongly about this, I think health care is a state's rights issue. And because it's a state's rights issue, it is also a state responsibility issue. We need to work together to find solutions for health care. Thank you again for those of you who worked on redistricting. Difficult job, subject to criticism, never easy. But you worked across the state, hearing from citizens all over the state, and found a solution. I want to thank all of you for your work on the budget. As I said this morning when I got the opportunity to appear before the Appropriations Committee, and then before all of you individually and collectively, that budget process is an amazing process that is not for those who just want to show up and kind of look at their book that day. It's very complex. It's very detailed, and I am so impressed with the work of the Appropriations Committee and all of you working through that difficult process. I am pleased that we got past Senate File 33, which I know was controversial amongst some of you. And I don't know about you, but that bill, at the very least, I know is a very good way to fill up your email. Mine was filled. People had concerns about it. I heard concerns about Senate File 33 from this is the quickest way to communism and socialism. I didn't write back and say, which is it, socialism or communism? I heard other complaints, including that it includes the creation of the Office of Rural Health Care. That was one of the main concerns of people on Senate File 33. They said, you're creating this, and this is what has been said last year by the Obama administration. It's related to the Affordable Care Act. Of course, we all know that in Wyoming, the Office of Rural Health Care was created roughly 20 years ago in 1993, which, if memory serves me, was quite some time before the Affordable Care Act. I appreciate the debate you had, and I appreciate that it wasn't an easy choice for some of you, but I think it is the right way to go in saving the state of Wyoming money and providing better security for our data. In closing, let me say this. When I met with you last year, I said that I think it's a tremendous privilege to be able to represent Wyoming. It's a great honor to be able to stick out your hand when you meet people from other states and say, hello, I'm Matt, and I represent Wyoming. My perspective over the last year has got even broader in terms of just how proud I am to say that. And one of the reasons that I feel so proud in saying that is I talked to other governors. Is when they work with their legislature, it is so acrimonious, it is so bitter, and it is so personal. And I can say to all governors that I know that if each member of the legislature happens to disagree with me on any issue, that I also know that they do so in good faith. You all come down here and make the tough decisions, not for yourselves, but for the betterment of Wyoming. And so when I say it's a privilege to represent Wyoming, I mean that it is the greatest privilege, and it is a great honor. And one of the reasons, one of the very big reasons it's such an honor, is because I have the opportunity to work with people who care, as I do, about the betterment of Wyoming in all ways. And for that, you have my sincere gratitude and thanks. Safe travels to you. God bless.
Governor, on behalf of the members of the House of Representatives, thank you so much for your leadership and your remarks. Thank you very much. Now at that order of business, the reading, correction, and approval of the journal, Representative Kasparek.
Mr. Speaker, your journal committee reports that the journal of March 8, 2012 has been read and recommends that it be approved.
There being no objection, the report is adopted. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move the following. One, that the House of Representatives 61st Wyoming State Legislature budget session adjourn until a date and time which are determined jointly by the Speaker of the House and the President of the Senate for purpose of calling the House and Senate back into session. Two, that if no such time is established before December 31st, 2012, the House of Representatives 61st Wyoming State Legislature Budget Session is adjourned sine die, effective at the 12 o'clock noon on that date, and that the Legislative General Session 62nd Wyoming Legislature shall convene on the 8th day of January 2013 at the hour of 12 o'clock noon. 3. That the House of Representatives specifically concurs in any identical motion adopted by the Senate. 4. That if the Senate fails to concur in the action of the House of Representatives under paragraphs 1 through 3 of this motion by adopting an identical motion applicable to the Senate, the House of Representatives of the 61st Wyoming State Legislature budget session is adjourned, sine die.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. By your vote, the motion has passed the House. I'd like to call on Representative Brechtel for our benediction. Please rise.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, for my last time. Thank you for the honor. Let us pray. O Lord, we remember those who sacrificed to guarantee this nation's greatness and its safety, and we consider the well-being of those who may be in harm's way. We remember the families with the loss of Representative Goggles and the family of Senator Scott, the difficulties and sacrifices of the many in this session, but our greatest comfort comes in knowing you. O God of people and nations, we pause at the close of the 61st legislative session to acknowledge again your sovereignty over our lives, our state, and our nation. Some are thinking farewell to this process, but returning or not, may we be ever aware of your calling to greater service and the blessings of life as a work in continuum for the cause of liberty and truth. Let us now depart in peace and in love and charity for each other. May we be joined together in common goal of service to our God and our country. Let us drive safely and carefully to our homes, and may God's blessing be with all of us. And may the Lord bless and keep us. And may the Lord make his face to shine upon us and be gracious unto us. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon us and give us peace this day and forevermore. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Representative Brechtel. Ladies and gentlemen, the House is adjourned.